For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Almost live from the trenches of New York City, here are your middle-aged warriors, Chris Cimino and Rick Summers.
And welcome back to another middle-aged warrior episode. Another? Yes, there's more. And the thing is, this is show number 59. It's catching up to our age now, the number of shows.
That's very good. That's very funny. You know, we're like the John Cameron Swayze commercial when we were growing up. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
That's right.
Welcome to Middle-Aged Warriors. I'm Rick Summers. He's Chris Cimino. And
I think I still am.
59. Yeah. From a couple of 59-plus year olds.
It's been a strange stretch of the last, we'll call it week. So we're kind of hitting this show later than we wanted to, but we're just going to try to catch up, I guess, on a lot of life issues that have been going on. So also want to talk about the fact that we really appreciate the folks who have downloaded some of our previous shows, which were really interesting shows. In particular, the one with Leslie Gold has done very well. And I think people really find that fascinating, the program that she's developed herself.
Yeah, and let's remind everybody what it's about. Mm-hmm. And Leslie is a documentarian, former broadcaster in New York radio and on Fox. She's been around. And she's doing these documentaries for her podcast, but also on a private level for people whose parents are aging and you want to be able to capture some of the secrets and interview them and have this memento of their life on a videotape. And I just spoke to her this morning and she's starting to get some traction, which is great.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great gift to give because it becomes generational. It lives forever. And to be able to hear the voice of those people that, you know, grandchildren and then great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren will never have the chance to hear in person, but to hear them speak so honestly, because that's really, I think, what Leslie gets out of these people, the really honest story. And probably, to be perfectly honest myself, I think for a lot of people, it takes later in life to be open and honest and vulnerable and not feel threatened by that. I mean, I remember hearing stories from my dad about being in the Army and these different experiences he had. He didn't tell me those stories until he was in his 70s. And like that, I would have loved to have heard those when I was a kid.
Right.
But I thought they would be boring. It's like, so it's interesting how when you get older, you reflect probably more in your life. And now you're willing to tell your story. You don't feel so uncomfortable about it. And I think that's what Leslie is doing. And it's a great gift to give to generations moving forward.
But Chris, you know what? It's also indicative of you and I, or you and me, because I hear my mother's grammar correction in my head.
I don't even know what's right anymore.
Yeah, because honestly, you know, 20 years ago, you and I were not doing something like this, sitting down and talking about some of the things that you and I talk about, and certainly hang out there like dirty laundry. But now that we're older and it's kind of like all bets are off, and it just doesn't matter. You know, well, let's just be who we are.
I think the truth actually lends to people growing more. And we spend so much time holding back because we're afraid of how we're going to get judged. But so many people share the same pain and the same self-inadequacies that they think they have and their insecurities. And when they hear somebody like us talk about it, maybe it makes them go, oh, I'm not alone here. You know, I'm not the only one. And it hopefully it helps. And I know it has because I've gotten feedback from people. So I think that's the cool thing about hitting this age. not giving a crap about what we say, really, because it's just the truth. I'm not looking to hurt anybody. I'm looking to help people with this, right?
The month of June is heating up with a ton of exciting sports action, and BetOnline is where you can find it. From basketball and hockey playoffs to baseball's marquee matchups, including prop bets and futures. Yeah, BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
But, you know, the other thing is when I think about all the shows that we've gotten feedback on, I'd say one of the ones that got the most and incredible feedback was our show about loss.
Yeah.
That we did last fall, I believe.
That is, it was in the winter. That was actually our most downloaded show. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go figure.
It sounds like a, you know, sort of a downer topic, but it's a reality topic in particular for people in middle age. And I think everybody's looking for the tools to heal and get through that because you will start losing very key people in your life the longer you live. I mean, that's just kind of the way it goes.
Yeah.
You know, and to that, the reason this podcast is so late this week is because I had to go down to Florida. I have a brother who lives down there. And sadly and tragically, he was struck by a car. And when it first happened, the first 24 hours, I was being told he may not make it. And my sister, my mom flew down, and then I followed suit earlier this week. Fortunately, the news is better in the sense that it's trending positive. But, you know, this guy has a shattered pelvis, shattered kneecap, 12 broken ribs, various contusions on his head, facial fractures. It's even amazing that he's alive. But again, it's one of those things that starts to put everything back into perspective of the fragility of our lives.
Yeah, but he's still hospitalized and going through some very dramatic stuff. You were talking about, what was the term you used?
ICU syndrome. You know, that's something I never knew about, but it was interesting because by the time I got down there, at least he was starting to be able to communicate and speak. And the second day I was there, we had conversation that was fairly normal. I mean, he was still very weak. But then the next day, the conversation was all over the board. He thought he could get up out of bed and walk and go to the bathroom. And apparently just today I was speaking to my mom and my sister-in-law. And he told my sister-in-law, Chris is making a movie. And she said, oh, really?
You are?
About what? Yeah. And he goes, zombies. I don't know where the hell he got that from. And not to make a joke out of it, but apparently and you know this, you've dealt with some of these scenarios in social work and things. There is something when you're in an ICU unit. And I have to tell you, just in the few days I was down there, the things you see, and then you see the families of these people who are in such traumatic state, it's hard to watch. It really is tough.
It really is. And that's one of the reasons that the show we did and the other show about caregiving that we did with Suzanne White a couple of months ago are so valuable because they're things we need to talk about. You know, I said on my 40th birthday, which hard to believe is 21 years ago,
ouch.
Life is short and getting shorter. Mm. And I caught a lot of crap from people about that. But I thought, you know what? That's the reality. Life is short and the truth of the matter is, and I said this to the dean at my school when I graduated from NYU in school of social work, I learned so much by spending time in a facility for aged people, nursing home, rehabilitation center. I said, you deal with so many issues that are so real to our life that we're all dealing with or will deal with. Nobody's exempt. And that's the thing.
No. And, you know, when I saw what I saw over the last few days, and I mean, young people, one young man fell off of his bike, no helmet. From what I could hear in the hallway, they weren't even sure he was going to make it. Another, there was a dad there. His son, they were visiting from Indiana, just visiting on vacation, got hit by a car. And now he's trapped there. He can't go home. The condition of his son is really day to day, apparently. So you see so much of that. And the other side of this, I must say, and we've talked about this before, but to reinforce it, boy, I cannot say enough, like the nurses, how, yeah, particularly in these ICU units, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. They do it stoically. They, and very often, very gently and with such grace and care, and it's freaking hard. And I don't know how they go home and unwind at night, you know, bells and things going off constantly, all sorts of emergencies, all sorts of demands from not only the patient, but then the family members of the patient. Everybody wants maximum attention. Yeah. And answers, yeah, you know, and they just handle it really in general so gracefully. They can't pay these people enough to do what they do, because I think it's a special breed of human being who's willing to do that.
And then when you put it under the microscope and look what we've been through as a society, as a globe, for the past year with the pandemic. And I think about, and I'm glad we're talking about this, because I think it's really worthwhile. I think about New York City, and we were talking a couple weeks ago with Daniele and Max about the resurgence and the comeback of New York. And I think back to a little more than a year ago, the refrigerator trucks outside hospitals in New York, where they had to store bodies because they didn't have the capacity to deal with it. And you think about where we've been and where we are and where we're hopefully going.
Yeah. And again, it's those special people that got us through that. And I don't think, I know speaking from my side, I could never deal with what those people deal with and then come back again the next day. I think I would have curled up in a ball and gone home and said, I can't do this anymore. This is just, it's too difficult to see every day. So again, kudos, hats off. Thanks to the staff that's taking care of my brother as well. And, you know, hopefully it's going to be a slow process. I mean, he was told he may be walking on his own in 4 to 5 months. So that's how long of a rehab this is going to be. This is going to be a long haul, and it's going to take a lot of patience, and it's going to take a lot of intestinal fortitude from him as well. And the, you know, we all have to surround him and try to, you know, egg him on and support him, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah. So it's, you know, just one more ball in the air, one more thing on your plate.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, you know, being down there with my mom, who's now 86 years old, and, you know, that's a whole other thing, and she has other issues as an 86-year-old would. And so the dynamic of, you know, I've got my brother there in that condition that you never think you're going to see another human being, certainly not a sibling in that state, laying there, and my mom on the other side, this is her baby. And, you know, you do realize as a dad, it doesn't really matter how old you are and how old they are. They're always your baby. And when you see them in that state, and there's really not much you can do other than just be present.
Right.
I know it was very, very difficult on my mom and still is. And, you know, I just got off the phone before and she was talking about coming back, and she has to come back. She has her own health issues. Feeling guilty. And I said, no, you can't feel guilty. You know, you flew down there immediately. You stayed bedside. You've supported him. Lord knows the stories for years and years and years. And you're not supporting him now, but you need to take care of yourself a little bit too. And you know, I'm sure she'll be flying back down again, not that far down the road. But speaking of what we were talking about this before, I guess I had texted you when I was getting on the plane. I had never really experienced this before. So flying with my mom, I had to reserve wheelchair because there's no way she can walk any long distance. In these airports, you get off the plane, it's like you've got to walk to the next zip code, you know, to get out of the airport. So, you know, there's no way she could have done that. But I have to say, I flew United. You know, I've had some ups and downs with United over the years, I'm going to be honest. But I flew United and I booked the wheelchair at Tampa. And also on the return to Newark Airport, and they were spot on. They were right there. The people who were handling the wheelchair and helping us couldn't have been nicer, kinder, gentler, more understanding. And like I said to you, it was the first time ever I was the first passenger on a plane. That's never happened to me before.
As I always say jokingly, and I know I shouldn't, but I say disability has its privileges to some degree.
Yeah, sadly.
That sounds like a credit card slogan, I think it was, but membership has its privileges.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is, and Chris, I can speak from experience, because in the last few years, I can't walk and I use a walker. And so all my accessibility at the airport, either departing or arriving, I have relied on wheelchair assistance. And I have to tell you that the airlines have gone far and above to try and be cognizant and compassionate when it comes to, and they get the greatest people who work in those positions.
Yeah.
And by the way, did you tip your wheelchair person or?
My mom does, yes.
Good, absolutely. Good, yeah. Because I see a lot of people don't, and it really is, you know, I don't think they're making a whole lot of money.
No.
So I always am very conscious, especially with the amount of walking they have to do pushing a wheelchair, what seems like interminable down these terminals.
Well, going from Tampa, they had asked me if I wanted somebody then to come along. And I said, no, you know, we were checking in, we were kind of early. So I did get to experience that while carrying my luggage and some of my mom's, but we were able to stow it, you know, on the bottom, some of it on the bottom of the wheelchair. But yeah, it's, you know, it's not an easy go necessarily maneuvering. It was funny because then going on to the, actually up the ramp onto the plane, then somebody does help. And, and the girl turned around and said, so who's the better driver, me or your son? It's like, well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not the better driver when it comes to a wheelchair. But it's that kind of personality that they made it light. They made it fun. So again, I met some great people in the midst of going somewhere for a really not so great reason. I did get to see some really nice side of human behavior that often gets buried that we don't talk about because we always, you know, the news is about the ugly stuff. Nobody's going to say, hey, there was a wonderful person who helped Chris's mom with a wheelchair at Newark Airport. That's not a story. It should be, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know, we always have to, you know, talk about the ugliness of people. So, you know, I do want to point that out, that there's still a lot of good stuff out there. And there's some very good people doing some really great work every day that goes unseen. But
what were at the airports? Were they packed? How was the plane?
The plane was packed. I can tell you that. The airport, you know, I'd say lightly to maybe moderately busy. When we got to Newark, the girl said in the morning, I guess it was Friday morning, she said it was amazingly busy. They couldn't understand. It's like, why? This isn't a holiday weekend. But I think people are ready to go. You know, let's be honest, the reins are being loosened on everything. I'm watching the Met game last night, and it was amazing to see all these people in the stands.
I know.
And in a weird way, I have to be honest with you, as I was watching it, I felt like the other stuff didn't happen, meaning the empty stands. I almost started to forget. And I think we will fairly quickly once we start seeing all these events. You're like, oh, that's what it used to be. And I already started, I forgot about the cardboard cutout people, and I saw real people. And it's like, you know, like, what the hell? Was that a dream? Was that a bad freaking dream I had with these cardboard cutouts? But it's great to see. And you know, let's hope we continue to move in the right direction with all of this.
I do want to say that going through what you went through this week, you really, really earned your stripes as a middle-aged warrior.
Well, thank you. But I think we all do in different ways with time. And it just, for me, you know, after going through a lot of other stuff that I went through from 50 on in that decade alone, nothing really doesn't seem to really knock me off the track anymore. You know, I will, it's emotional. I'll be challenged and I deal with it. I think I trust myself enough. If that makes any sense to you. I trust myself that I've learned what tools to use when I need them emotionally and they seem to work for me. So just being able to talk about it, and just having a friend like you and, you know, and having people that I can share this stuff with.
Yeah.
It's a big help. But I think everybody needs that. And I really truly feel bad for the person who doesn't have anybody when they get in those situations. And we would come in day after day, let's say in the ICU, and you know, there's a couple of patients, they never seem to have a visitor. Nobody came. And I cannot imagine. I can't imagine being in that state by yourself. That's tough. That makes me sad.
You know, that was one of the things that really educated me about my work as a social worker in a nursing home, was how, you know, I think we talked about this with Leslie, was the fact that people can't deal with this stuff at home, physically, emotionally, on every level. And a lot of times what happens is they end up warehousing their loved ones or family members and don't visit and don't come. And it's just easier if you don't pick up the rock and see what crawls out from underneath. And that's,
sure,
I think, one of the heartbreaking things. Valerie and I talk about this all the time, that the most important thing we've determined in our life is showing up and being there. And that really is the best thing you could possibly do, show up.
Well, I think for the people on the receiving end of you showing up, it just is, it's so comforting to them and makes them feel, you know, relevant just by showing up. I mean, I think that means, hey, these people were thinking about me. And what more can you ask when you're in such a down and out position, whether it's physically or emotionally, to have someone stand up and go, hey, I'm here for you. However you need me, don't need me. I could be a statue in the corner if you want, but I'm here for you. And I guess that's speaks volumes, and it's an important thing.
You know, platitudes are there. We all toss them, kind of like we throw a bag of chips on the counter after grocery shopping and unpacking the bags. But the truth of the matter is, you really need to think it through, and you do need to show up, because showing up is really what counts. And it's not that you're going to get anything back from showing up, other than the fact that hopefully you'll sleep a little bit better at night knowing that you did.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is we're not supposed to be doing good things, like you said, to get attaboys.
Exactly. It's just to be something. I love that, attaboy.
Yeah, you know, everybody loves an attaboy, but, you know, when you do something really, when you're giving of yourself and being generous, it's because you really want to do it, and you don't need the attention of an attaboy to say, hey, good job. I mean, obviously there are people, and everybody's different. You know, some people get encouraged by that and they'll do it more. When some people don't get an attaboy, they're like, oh, nobody seems to care that I did that, so they don't do it anymore. You know, it's
right.
Everybody's different. It depends on where we come from. But I did want to, before we wrap up, some lighter stuff. So as Mets fans, I'm not sure, I don't think you had the chance, but DeGrom again last night. Unbelievable. This guy, it's just crazy. He's a machine. It's
What's his ERA right now?
I think it's
under one.
It's 0.51, I think, or 0.52. It's just absolutely, it's insane. Now, keep in mind, I think it was 1968, Bob Gibson with the St. Louis Cardinals had an ERA of 1.12. I think that was the lowest starting pitcher full season ERA. So, you know, he's on. I mean, I don't know how long he can keep going like this. But again, they gave me Agita. They took him out. They had a 3-0 lead. P.S.
Yeah.
DeGrom drove in two of those runs for himself.
Right.
And sure enough, they take him out after six innings and two runs out of the bullpen in the seventh inning. I turned the game off because I didn't want to experience the Agita saying they're going to blow this game and he's going to come out with, you know, no decision again. But they, miracles and miracles, they held on 3-2 to win, and DeGrom did get the win. So that was kind of cool to see.
But did you hear the news on the sports this morning that he's got a tendonitis problem or something with his arm?
Well, he has had that. So I'm wondering, I kind of stepped away from the TV. So they had taken him out after six innings. And I thought, you know, really, are we doing that again? And we're, you know, his pitch count didn't seem very high. So maybe again, because he missed a couple of starts because of that.
Right.
But the whole Met team, it's amazing that this is a first place team when half of the team or more has been on the disabled list or injured reserve list or whatever they call it these days. So they've been doing it with smoke and mirrors, but they're fun to watch. They're a good, you know, a lot of young guys with a lot of enthusiasm. So I'm happy to see that. It's, hey, look, it's June and the Mets are still in first place. Well, you know, keep it interesting for me as long as you can, is what I say. Yeah. The other thing I discovered, by the way, and I think I showed you this before the show. So I opened up the refrigerator yesterday and I saw something that looked like watermelon chunks, you know, in a plastic, you know, they cut up the watermelon in cubes and they sell it in containers. It looked a little pale for watermelon, but it looked like unripe watermelon. So I opened it up without looking at the lid and I popped it in. I was like, wow, wait a minute. This is pineapple. So apparently there's something called pink honey glow pineapple, which is kind of the color almost of watermelon. Amazing. If you guys out there listening can find pink honey glow pineapple, I'm telling you, go for it. It was delicious.
Well, I think it's great that we got a vaccine in the last year. If we could come up with a cure for cancer and then figure out how to cross infuse pineapples and watermelon.
Yeah. We got the pink honey glow pineapple that we can do, but yeah, still working on issues like cancer and other things. But
other things.
Well, first, come on, Rick. First things first. You know, why are you being so cynical about the pink honey glow pineapple?
Yeah, really.
Do you really want Dole trying to figure out how to cure cancer? I mean, let them stick to what they're good at.
Maybe that's the answer.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we've got all the wrong people working on it. In retrospect, you know, talking about your experience with the medical community down at the hospital in Tampa, what was the hospital? Can you tell me?
It's Bayfront in, I guess it's that's St. Petersburg. Bayfront Hospital in St. Petersburg. And this was the trauma unit. There's actually a Johns Hopkins Children Hospital attached to that, regular hospital, rehab centers there. But
you're right. And we talk about first responders and all those people who gave of their lives and have given of their lives their whole life in one way, shape, or form to make our medical system work. When it does, it's pretty amazing. Now, if we could just get guns out of people's hands, maybe we'd keep our hospitals a little less busy.
That'll be another show, please.
Yeah.
Every day I turn around, especially, you know, here in New York in particular, I know Chicago had a bad scene going for the last few years, but seems to be a little bit of an epidemic going on here. I just saw something actually just north of where I am in Yonkers. There was a shooting, a drive-by. I mean, some of these things are gang related, but it's scary. You don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time just by accident and get caught in the crossfire of some idiots, because that's what they are. Thinking this is the Wild West. I don't know where this mentality is coming from, but yeah, this is why, Rickster, I think about living overseas eventually, somewhere else where it's quiet.
Yeah, but you know what? There's no guarantee over there either.
No, there's no guarantee, but there are different countries and societies that handle the concept of guns a little different than this country does. But you know, if you talk too much about it, you're liberal socialist taking away guns from people.
You pig.
First it's one and then it's none. You know, that's their line all the time. And it's like, you need a semi-automatic or you need to have 16 guns, whatever. Yeah. Every American needs that, of course. But that's enough of that. But anyway, wrapping it up with that, I'm going to say, Rick, sunshine always. Any last thoughts?
Be good, feel good. And I'm so sorry for what you had to deal with your brother. I hope he is doing better. I hope mom is doing okay.
Yep.
And I thank you for being the rock that you are in helping us get this up and on the air again this week.
Well, takes two. We're a team. With that, remember, of course, Middle Age Warriors is brought to you by Bet Online.
Bet Online.
Hey, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, preferably 5 stars, no begging. We're available also on your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. You can find us at Believe.com, that's BLEAV.com, and at Believe Podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.